Come over here. I started to speak about the colon or ruckus. Morris had a number of rules. Today I want to focus on one part of the Gemara about Lulav, and then make a psicha to the Shitas Rambam, which is a whole business, a whole many parts to it. The Rambam over here is important not so much because of the psak that he paskins, but rather to the way he learns the Gemara. He learns the Gemara completely different. And then there's a comment that has a lot to talk about. It goes slowly, one thing at a time. The Gemara said Meisvei, Ha'isa Lulav Le'atzmoy, Baruch Shechion of Kimon Avigal Azman Azeh, Netoloy Lotesboy, Aymer Hashem Kishon Vesos Yifzonu Al Netilas Lulav. So Zakash on the Mandiyam who holds, live, why is saying Al? Everything where Shani holds him to be in the Agwe Nafagwe. The minute you picked it up, you were Yates already. So we're talking, the Bryce is talking about a guy, or not the Bryce, the Takanos of Chom of Al. I say, I want to watch how I'm saying it carefully because I'm a little bit confused over here, and I'll share my confusion with you. But I saw that I spent the whole morning on this confusion. But I see that other people are confused also. Other people means Aitzah Chachma. I went and checked the whole confusion of it. We'll see. I'll explain. So Gemara says that the case of the nusach that Chazal were misakin, the bracha of Al Netilas Lulav, is talking about a case where the guy was Yates already. I want to hear how I just said this. The case where the Rabbanan brought the Nusach of Al Netilas Lulav is talking about a case where the guy was Yates already, Michim Ba'agba Yatsi. Nothing more. So the Gemara says of the Lashon of the Rice is problematic. The Rice says that you picked it up Lotzis, where you weren't Yates yet. The Gemara says in Ochanami, the Lashon of Lotzis is Lav Dafka. Okay, Atkan the Gemara. The story is like this. There are two tesis over here. I want to explain for a few minutes, just for clarity's sake, first of all, in Pshat and then in Lundus, the interaction between these two tesis in here, okay? Go slowly. The first tesis says, the reason why Chazal were misakin the Lashon of Al, the reason why that was the Matveya of the Bracha, is because we're talking about a case, that means they were misakin the Bracha for a guy who was Yetz already. He picked up the Lulav, he was Yetz, then he says Al. First tesis, in Tamar, given the nafak, hech yivorech. Ba'aloi, tzorech yivorech, oi v'lasi yasek. Fekhtes akash, I understand. You're right. Let's say we'll learn at this point that every guy who picks up a lulav is yaitza. I'll play dumb, okay? Every guy who picks up a lulav is yaitza. So, Taisa says, okay, so how can you make it after? And why are you saying Al? I mean, I want to point out what's going on over here. There are two topics here. The topic of the Lashon of Al and Le, and the topic of Kol HaBrachas, Kol HaMitzvahs, Baruch HaMitzvahs. Tomorrow the Kashan said, why are you using the Lashon of Al? Al means the fast. Tomorrow says, because I was Yetzer already. In fact, there's a Kashan, okay, so you took care of Al. What do you mean you're Yetzer? You're making the Bracha after you're Yetzer. So I want to stop here. I want to ask a question. I want to play dumb at this point of Tosfos, okay? I understand. The Gemara said the reason why I make all this is because every time a guy picks up a lulav, he's Yetz already, correct? That's what it said. Yeah, Yetz. So, what are you going to say? You're going to say, you're Yetz already. So I'll say this Akasha and say, what do you mean? What happened to the din of Kol HaBrachos Bracha? Where did that din go? Hakim Mekayim that din. I understand what the problem is. I want to play dumb. I said, the Gemara says at the end of the Gemara that when you can't make a bracha before and you make a bracha when? Make a bracha afterwards. Where does it say that? By tefillah. Sounds like, what's the problem? So you'll tell me what I mean, but it doesn't say chutz min al lulav, it says chutz min at tefillah, right? And that's what I'm asking. That's fair. Like, wait a minute, give me a guess. I don't understand. Yeah. What's this discussion? The Gemara, I want to learn the Gemara in a simplistic way, okay? Simple. The Gemara says, why do you say, oh, because you're Yates already? The Chiyagba, what are you supposed to do, right? So if there's a kasha, okay, very nice, the Lashon of Al is appropriate, but it's Eifel Asiyosin, you already missed the boat, you missed the exit. I understand. When I read Azat Tosfos, the first thing I said to myself is, I don't know what the problem is. The Gemara said, you can't make the bracha before, because you're Yates already, right? So you make it afterwards. So there are cases where Chazal said you make the bracha afterwards, like by Tfilah, where you can't make it before, you don't make it afterwards. The answer is that it was a no-brainer to Tosfos. The Belulav did is not like that. It doesn't say Chutz min al-Lulav, it says Chutz min al-Tfilah. The answer to that is simple. Very simple. Bemes, so So like, what's this discussion? Maybe Taka is a little bit of a velocity, also by the the Territz is also the reason there, because the Gemara doesn't say Chutzman Alvo, it's just Chutzman Atvila. On the Dossel Lane issue, the answer is as follows. That's a no-brainer that I want to ask another Kasha. What does the Gemara say, why the Chazal Rasakin Al? Because when you picked it up, you're Yotze. So that's what the problem is. So make the bracha before you pick it up. And then you'll have everything. You'll have Le, and you'll have Oivalasi Yosan. Then what's the problem? So what the Gemara? By the way, that Taisa didn't ask. Taisa asked that the reason why he's saying Al is because you're Yotze already. What happened to Oivalasi Yosan? He should have asked a better Kasha. That because of Oivalasi Yosan, make the bracha before you pick it up. That Taisa didn't ask. The Gemara didn't ask. Taisa didn't ask. That didn't bother Taisa. Taisa says, we're done. It's not Oivalasi Yosan. What do you mean? So do it beforehand. Taisa should have said. Taisa should have asked a different Kasha. Vastutzach over here. What's going on over here? The guy, what do you mean the guy was Yotze already? He should have done it before. The answer is, Taisa says in Sukkah. And the Flamet has asked you to see this morning. You can't do it beforehand. It's too far away from the mitzvah. It's munach b'kufso. When it's sitting in a box, the same way you can't make a bracha on tefillin when it's still in your bag, because it's not imminent that you're doing the mitzvah, right? That's why we make the bracha. Why do we make the bracha when you're holding the strap, right? The ritzua shel tefillin. Because that's over lasi yosan. Before that's too early. Is the lulav creates a problem, because if you picked up the lulav, your yaitz already. If you didn't pick it up, it's too far removed. It's in the box. Munach b'kufso, says Taisa in Sukkah. So that was a dumber poshet that the chatchila. This is now an interesting zach. Let's say a guy b'di'evad would make the bracha before he picked it up. He's not yotze the bracha. He made it a little bit too early, right? It's not the chatchila to make it that way. It means the oimik of the pshat and tesis is that by tefila, as we're going to talk about in next week, by tefila you can't make the bracha beforehand for whatever reason it is, either because you're a ger or because you tell me whatever the case is. That's a separate agenda. Over here, you could make it before. First, you can make it before when it's on the table, okay? Second of all, we're going to see in the next place, there's other cases where you can make it before. There is a hechatim to make it before. So what I'm saying is something very simple. By tefillah, there was no takana called brachas. In the mitzvah, brachas and mitzvahs on tefillah, Chazal didn't make the takana called brachas before Chalim over Lassi Yosan. By lulav, it's not true, because by lulav, b'di'evid, you could do it over Lassi Yosan. It could be it's not lechatchila, because it's too far away. Or we have other cases in the next places where you could do it. You could do it in a way that you turn the esrog upside down. You could do it in a way that you picked up the esrog in the lulav and you don't have kavanah to be yaitzi. There's other ways of doing it. It means it's not mufka by lulav that you always have to do it after you were yaitzi, okay? Be'etzem. So all Taisus meant to say was, it was pasha to Taisus that despite the Gemara's teretz, that they made a takana of al, because when the guy picked it up, he was yetzer. It was pasha to Taisus, very interesting, that the din of Oivar Lasiyosan was still intact by lulav. Where'd that din go? It was still pasha to Taisus that the din of Oivar Lasiyosan, that means, that's all I'm pointing out. I'm pointing out in pshat, that despite the fact that the Gemara said that the reason why you say al is because when the guy picked it up, he was yetzer already, so you can't say le. Despite that, it was pasha to Taisus over what happened to Oivar Lasiyosan. What is mit Oivar Lasiyosan? What's going on with Oivar Lasiyosan? Who told you Oivar Lasiyosan? The Gemara said later on, dark case, there's no Oivar Lasiyosan. You can't do it beforehand. Not true. It was pasha to Taisus that in lulav, there is Oivar Lasiyosan. In fact, Taisus, what's the Gemara answering that what? That the reason why they were misakin the Nusach of Al is because they were misakin it for a case. I'm stressing the word. Maybe it's the standard case, but they were misakin it for a case where a guy picked it up was yaitzah. That was the case where they were misakin al. In fact, there's a kasha what happened to Oivar Lasiyosan. You tell me what you mean. Lulav is not true. Lulav, you could have a case of Oivar Lasiyosan. There could be a case of Oivar Lasiyosan. It's not muf got to do beforehand. Either make it up when it's on the table, we'll be the eved, you'll be yaitzah the bracha. Or the other case that Taisa is going to bring in the next Taisa is where you could make it Oivar Lasiyosan, for example, where you took it upside down, which is how we're noyig today, or you picked it up and you weren't mechavim. It means Oivar Lasiyosan is chai v'kaim. You'll all ask me and say, so why don't we do that? We'll get to that in the next Taisa as well. Okay? We'll get to that. But that was a no-brainer to Taisa that Hagam, that the bracha of Al was misukin for a case of a guy who was Yaitza, it was Poshet to Taisus that the takona of Oivar Lasiyosan is still Chai V'Kayim by Lulav. In fact, Taisus, where did it didn't go? How could you go do such a thing? That's Taisus Kasha. Comes along the Shach, in Yoredeya Simin Yotes, we're going to see the Shach inside next week, what's in the Gea. Comes along the Shach in Simin Yotes, if Kotten Gimel and Yoredeya, and he says that this Taisus is a Raya to the famous machlekes that I spoke about between the Rambam and the Agos Hashri and the Ozero. I spoke a few days ago that the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Brochos, Perek Yud Aleph, that if a guy, and you saw the Rambam today, by the way, and the Rambam says Meforish, in Halacha Hey Vav Zayin, the Rambam says that if a guy didn't make the bracha, he missed the boat. You don't make it in time. The ball game is over. You can't make it afterwards. And Shagasari and Simin Chavav brings down Takoa Sashri B'Shem Dazuro. He says, no, you didn't make it before, you make it afterwards. We spoke big raid, not big raid, introductory raid. But what could be the Shaila? Why, yeah, why not? V'chubu. I spoke about this yesterday. Says the Shach, the Helik Shach. Says the Helik Shach. In Zim Yerodea, there's a rabbi from this Tosis to this Velt Machlek. You saw the Rambam today, asked you to see Halacha Hei Vav and Zayin. Rambam says that if a guy did a mitzvah and he didn't make the bracha before and he missed the boat, Tagos Hashri argues, a Velt Machlekis. What goes Machlekis? We suggested yesterday possibilities. Did in the mitzvah, did in the bracha, Baal Zen. Bakon, the Shach says he has a rabbi from Tosis. This is the Maisa. Shach says, what's Tosis Kasha? Halach Chazal Misakin Al. Why would they Misakin Al? Because they're talking about a standard case where the guy was Yates already. Midika Agbe Nafakwe. So they made the Takana of Al Yates. Taktez Akasha.
What do you mean?
What happened to the Dinavay Olasi Yosam? Says the Shach. What says his Kasha? Misoda. They didn't make it before. You made it at the end afterwards. What does everyone say? It's such a Zach. The Shach says, you have to say something, by the way, the seriousness is Machlekas. It's a big Machlekas. A guy did a mitzvah, he forgot to make the bracha. Do you make the bracha afterwards? So the Shach says, have a right from Tosis. Yeah, the Helik Shach. The Shach says, have a right from Tosis. A right from Tosis, yeah. What's a right from Tosis? What's this kash? What's this want? Halei, the Chazal was talking all because we're talking about a guy, we're talking about a situation where the guy picked up the Luv and the Esrik, he was Yates already, so he can't say Lech, because it's ready after the story. But Tosis, how can you do such a thing? It's not a real Lassi Yelzon. So the Shach, what's the problem? Say it. You can't do it before, so you did it afterwards. It's b'di'evet. It's not l'chatchila, maybe. But what's the whole rash of Tosis? Tosis says, hey, how can you do such a thing? What's the problem? Say it. And she says it's a riot to the Rambam. By the way, this was a felt machlekes. The Shach says, I stole an entire sim in 10 pages on this machlekes. Can you make the bracha? He says, what's this kash over here? There's a problem. The guy was yetzer. We're talking about a situation where the guy, he wasn't such a complicated guy. He didn't know this was to put the esrik upside down. The ladies never get it, by the way, Yidua. I'm married already 38 years. They never got which side is upside, which side down. Thank you, it's brilliant. But this upside down, that's like every year we start from scratch. Not every year and every day. You'll see angle. You did a sukkah already? What? Best of time. You'll see. It's the whole thing. Be patient. It's every day for the rest of your life of sukkahs. Yeah? What do you say? No, no. People like you who have a sukkah a whole year, you're already like the Ishbitzah. Where is he? I only do 7 days of sukkah. Yeah. One second. Yeah, Maisa? So the guy didn't do it. So they made a bracha for that guy. We'll see in a minute why they made a bracha for this Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't do what he was supposed to do. Baal Zen. But he was Yitzah. So they made a bracha. First they said, ooh, how can you do it? What do you have to do? What's the problem? He made it afterwards. Very interesting. One second. So the Shach would arrive from this. That's a twist. You find that twist in the Zalmach Exchange. It's a big idea. Since the Shach is I, Simachovo. We did no such twist over here. Tosis got nervous because the Bryce is mashma that this is lichatchila. This is how Yiddishkeit goes. You pick up the lulav and you make a bracha of al. Fact, Tosis kasha b'seder b'di'evid yeah, but lichatchila. It's very interesting. What was Tosis kasha? Tosis kasha was what he bring me a Bryce. This is the way Klai Yisrael does things. It's b'di'evid. What happened to Oyver Lasi Yosan? Or Tosis meant to say you can't make the bracha. How do I learn Tosis this morning? Machlokes between the Shach and the Shach Gazaria. How do I know Pshat and Tosis? What was Tosis Kash? I got you, says Tosis. We make the Al because the standard guy was Yetzer. Talking about a standard guy. I'm going to tell you in a minute why I keep saying standard. Standard guy was Yetzer. He picked up the Levesrik. Again, here's the Masha. Before he picks it up, it's in the box. He can't make the Bracha. It's not Oyver Lasi Yosan. It's too far. Once he picked it up, he's Yetzer. So you say Al. Pick this Akasha. What happened to him? What was Tosis Akasha? Kasha was on the Lashon of the Brisa. The Brisa says, what's the Lashon of the Brisa over here? Meisvei. Nitola Lotzis boy Oimer Oimer. Is what it called? How says the cash? He says no taste. So he says, what's the lotion? The Shach says no, it's a rabbi. It's interesting. Wait, one second. Interesting Zach. Was Tosis Kasha lichatchila? What's up? This is the way Klal Yisrael does things? Or Tosis Kasha was b'di'evid, you can't make a bracha. Oh, very good. One second, I agree with you. You can be angry.
It's not a bracha afterwards. Tosis wasn't addressing the bracha afterwards. What do you mean?
So you agree with the Shagazari? Is there a rear machlekes in the center world? Because usually they're one, they all say the same thing. Yeah? So it's very interesting. It's a very interesting idea. The Shagazari didn't have the new Tosis of Rosh that came out. Teisa Rosh brings this kasha. It's a fascinating zach. Teisa Rosh was $1 million. When I was a bucket, we didn't have it in print. It had just come out in Ksavyat, so there were photostats that floated around. I have it somewhere. Teisa Rosh over here, he brings the kasha. You're not listening. I don't know who's not listening. Sorry, he's not listening. Yeah? Can be a magician next year? I'm teaching you. You don't have to specifically tell the guy he's not listening. In general, so you don't embarrass anybody, but the guy knows. You hear the trick? You write it down afterwards. Listen carefully. Hey, are you listening? Not listening. The in toimar. One second, listen, I wasn't pointing. You stumbled and not listening is what it called, is much, yeah? If I specifically say somebody else, then it's you, but generally it's you. Beim Teucha, listen to it. The Teus Rosh is Machria, this Veltz Machleikis, so you're not listening. The Teus Rosh is Machria of Veltz Machleikis between the Shagas Ayah. He says, in Teumar, Hayov and Ofag were kvar, heich yuvarich al sees mitzvah. Look at this. Vichim Shachach vole birch boer priar goffin, koidim shtia yuvarich achar shtia. Guy made a boer priar goffin, he forgot to make a boer priar goffin, and he drank the grape juice, drank the wine. You can make a boer priar goffin afterwards. No, he meant l'chad chila like the shagazari, he meant like the shach, that you can't make the bracha. Look at the mushroom that Teus Rosh gives, $1 billion Teus Rosh. Teus Rosh stuck his neck in over here between the machlekes of the shach and the shagazari, how to learn Teus Rosh. And he says Teus Rosh meant the drastic zach, you can't make the bracha. Listen to the mushroom he gives. Shagazari didn't have Teus Rosh. The mushroom that the Teus Rosh gives, is that it's like a guy who didn't make a bracha on a cup of wine. You can't make a bracha afterwards, the ball game's over. You missed the boat. Mamas, like we said yesterday, there's nothing to be chalon. That's the Nevoi Velasi Yasson. So, one second. So, we have a Teus Rosh, and I agree, by the way, the Lashon of Heich is Mashal like that, but Teus Rosh is explicitly. We have a Lashon of the Teus, which is Mashal like the Shach, that the Kasha was very nice that Chazal were Mesakin, a Lashon of Al, for the standard guy who picked up the Lulav and was Yetzer, but it's you can't make the bracha. You missed the boat. Too bad. Slowly. So we're caught. To do it before, I can't do it. I do it after those yates already. So where's the bracha? Why don't you say that it's like tefillah? Taisus knew it's not like tefillah. So Taisus says, there's a din of Ayur V'Las Yosem. You're not being Mekayim, the din of Ayur V'Las Yosem. And for Taisus, I'm a re-apagav the nafak, akati oisig v'mitzvah. Shatoch l'nanea b'kriyas halal. Oy, what's Taisus teretz? Taisus answers, v'yev nanuim, in halal. Yeah. You have nanuim in halal. What's the lashon of Teus in Sukkah that I brought you today? The boy nanua. Hoyel b'mitzvah le'nigmar adayin legari the boy nanua. By the way, which nanuim did he mean? He meant the nanuim of halal. He meant the nanuim that you shake when you make the bracha. The whole not clear. Which nanun did he mean? Teis Be'yos says the nanun of halal. Doesn't say the nanun that we do. One second. So Teis says the answer is he didn't do nanun yet. You have to do nanun. In fact, the Shagasari in Simcha Vov that you didn't answer the kasha. There's a mitzvah that arises to do natilas luluf, and then there's another mitzvah called nanun. Nanun is a din derabonim. Nanun by halal is not a deraisa. So the rabbanon took a din. So, what are you answering? Says the Shagasari, a massive topo, and I have to explain what he meant. Mudna Maisa, yeah? Zok the Shagasari, a Mudna Maisa. Zok the Shagasari, Chavot, that the Pshantois is like this. There's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Netila de Raisa, and there's a mitzvah of Nanuim de Rabbanon. The Rabbanon made a takona, right? Nanuim. Up, down. With all the kavanas and all the yechudim. Says the Shagasari, Be'etzem, the two mitzvahs are no shachas each other. One's a derisa the gedin of Netilas Luluf, one's a mitzvah of Nanu. Just, if you'll ask me what happened to my din of kol mitzvahs of Rochelem, Ervelasi Yosam, I did it Ervelasi Yosam, because I did it what? I made it before the Durabon and the gedin of Nanu. I'm quoting a Shagasari. You want to know how could it be over? And the answer is, it's before the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? It's before the mitzvah of Nanu. It's before the mitzvah of Nanu. You'll ask me and say, if the reason why your Yaitza Ayvalas Yelsa is because it's before the mitzvah of Nanuim, so you should say what? You should say Le, why are you saying Al? Says the Shagasai, what do you mean? But you need to make a bracha on the device also. So what you do is like this. You're yaitza over lasi yason by making the bracha before the what? The nanum, the rabbanon. And you make the al, because it also works on afreya, on the mitzvah, the raisa that you did, that you already yaitza already. I repeat. The Shagasai didn't understand Tosis Teretz. What do you mean nanum? Nanum is a mitzvah rabbanon. I was yaitza the raisa. It's a different mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah gansim. Zokter, you're right. The bracha that you're making is over the asiyah of the Rabbanon. I said, why do you say al? I'm quoting you word for word. Shagas Avayah. So why do you say al? Because it's also working on what you did before. That means like this. I'll ask you an obvious question. So how does the answer is kasha? But it's not over the asiyah, it's on the deraisa. Shtein the Shagas Avayah, shaking zach, that halacha of over the asiyah is not a din in the mitzvah, it's a din in what? In the bracha, that the seder of the bracha, the matbeya, the nusach of the bracha, has to be done before you do a mitzvah. So listen to the Shagasai, he says, if I could find myself a mitzvah, which the bracha is chal on, so then I can make the bracha, and once I can make the bracha, because I made the bracha before a mitzvah, it can now work retroactively on the mitzvah of the deraisa. Yeah, zapachka, right? One second, that's a chachila. That's a chachila. Because I was mekayim in the takana of Oyver Lasiyasa.
And that would work in the test of the Rashi.
One second. There's no din of Yayin of Oyver Lasiyasa. It's a different reason. He gives a mashal. Okay? Yeah, Maisa? By the way, but I don't know what you're saying. He drank another cup of wine?
Yeah, he made a bracha,
and
that would make it that it wasn't.
He can make a bracha. He's going to drink more wine for sure. He can make a bracha. What's the shadow? No, I'm saying, I don't know if we'll help with that. There's something else. Maybe we'll. I don't know. Yeah, Maisa? That's how the Shagas Ari learned Tosis. Yeah, he has Ashtikul. He didn't understand what he's into Nanun. Nanun is a separate mitzvah. Teretz is, it's a separate mitzvah. Just once you're doing a separate mitzvah, so the bracha is over Lasi Yasan of a mitzvah. So why do you do Al? He has the kasha. Zok the Shagas Ari, because now that you were able to make the mitzvah before a mitzvah, it can now work backwards for the mitzvah. Yeah, Maisa Sefekir HaKasha, that's called Eivor Lasiyosan, but the mitzvah was done without Teretz Yitzah, Shagas obviously learned that Eivor Lasiyosan is not a halacha in the mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be done with the bracha before, and it's a din to say the brachas. The bracha has to be made before you do a mitzvah. I made it before I did a mitzvah. Once I made it before I did a mitzvah, I cannot make the al work it backwards. That's how the Shagas Ayah learns shot in Teretz. What's Shra with this shot, by the way? No. I said over Shagas Ayah. What's Shra with this shot? What's Shra? No. What's Shra this Shra? No. What is it? He's holding what? One second, no. Shagasai, speak this out. Hang on. Are you allowed to do it afterwards?
Yeah.
He says so. He says so. I know that, right? That's good. He says good. I want to squeeze that for a second, okay? Tosis in Sukkot Daf Lamed Tes, the SGBC today says the second Teretz. What's Tosis second Teretz? One Teretz says is Nanuim by Halal. What's Tosis second Teretz? The Anji Yerushalayim used to walk around Mishum Chidas a Mitzvah holding a little Vesrik the whole day. Now over there you don't have a Shagas Ari. They felt Esk. The Anji Yerushalayim weren't doing a Mitzvah. Anji Yerushalayim daven in the morning, they didn't Tilas Luluf. The Anji Yerushalayim did what? Then they did Nanu and Halal for an hour. And the rest of the day, the Anji Yerushalayim, the Gemara says, they walked around with Luluf and Esrog a whole day. So what? But it's not a mitzvah. It's a chivu mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. You don't have the Shagas Ari's word over there. You can't do the Shagas Ari's word over there. That the word is that it's Oyver Lasi Yelson because it's a different mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over there. It's a chaviv of some mitzvahs. They continued holding the Luluf and Esrog. I can't hear you. I'll explain everything. Over there, you don't have the Shagas Ari because it's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah that I wanted to walk around with the Lulav and Esrog the whole day. So the Pachkarai of the Shagas Ari that he said, that you're making the bracha on the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, and now it reverses back on the Deraisa, as long as you found a mitzvah to make a bracha on, doesn't apply over there because you're not doing a mitzvah over there. So what happened to Eivor Lasi Yelson? What are you going to say? It's a Pel Alson. I say he says two terutzim. You didn't see the Tosis in Sukkot this morning? Tosis says two terutzim. One is Manuim, and the other Teretz is because Anche Yerushalayim walked around holding the Esrog Lulav the whole day. After they did everything, they were yet to all the mitzvahs. Over there, you don't have the Shagas Ari. It's a Pel Alson. But the emphasis is again. In the Tosafot Rosh over here, in the new Tosafot Rosh, he says a different shot. And what he says is, Tosafot Rosh says before, they didn't mean like a Shagas Ari. It's the second Tosafot Rosh, not like the Shagas Ari. They got to be different Nakuda. The Lashon of Tosafot Rosh is, he brings two both the rules of Tosafot Rosh, but also brings the Tosafot Rosh of Nanun. But oy, the Rinan Hosom Kachayim and Hogam, Shalam to Yerushalayim, Hordach Beis HaKnesses, Lo Bo Biyadoi. Now he says the word. V'chol's man sh'osuk b'mitzvah yochol l'varech. K'moi. Listen to this mashal. A guy puts on a talis in the morning, a tifas talis. He forgets to make a bracha l'sata b'tzitzis. An hour later, if he's still wearing his talis, he can make a bracha. Why? Why can he make the bracha? Because the mitzvah is ongoing. This is what to make a chalais bracha on. The mitzvah is an ongoing mitzvah. The din, the machlekes of whether or not you can make a bracha afterwards or not, that's only when the mitzvah is over. But if a guy continues to be otof batalis, as we're going to see in the Rambam, which is an ongoing mitzvah, I can continue doing it. Says the Tosafot Rosh, what Tosafot is meant to say why it's called over lasi yoson is because the mitzvah didn't end yet, slowly. That's what he meant. He did not mean to say this whole patch karai that there's two mitzvahs, there's the deraisa and there's the rabbanon, and the bracha is chal on the rabbanon, and chal on the rabbanon is over lasi yoson. So why do we say al? You should say le. Because it's mamash before the drabbanon. You didn't do the drabbanon yet. You didn't do the nanuim yet. It says in the whole patch karai that it's working in the habar, that it's working in the sha'aba, it's not the pshat. Tosafot Rosh is the first like that. Tosafot Rosh says that it's like a guy who put on a talis, and if he, as long as he's mu'utif in the talis, it's not called he missed the boat yet, because he's still doing the mitzvah, it's an ongoing mitzvah. And calls man, you're oisig in the mitzvah, and it's an ongoing thing. You're allowed to make the bracha still. You didn't miss the exit yet. Slowly. 1 minute. Okay, so let's see. So what's the teretz now? Nanuim. Nanuim? What does Nanuim have to do with anything? What does Nanuim have to do with it? So you all know the famous Biskarov in Erechin Dav Beis. You all know the famous Biskarov in Erechin Dav Beis, who said something very, very interesting. Famous Biskarov. Biskarov bought a raya that Nanuim, that we shake the lulav, plays two hats. One is, it's part of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. It's one mitzvah. I'll explain in a minute what I mean. And the second akuda is that there's a separate mitzvah derabanan to shake the lulav v'halal. And if you don't do it, you're mavatal derabanan. I want to explain again. I want to say, before I say the rayas, I want to say the yisoid. There's two inyanim of nanuah. One is, mitzvah Netilas Lulav is you take the lulav, you do the netilah of the daladams, of the daladminim, excuse me. And there's an inyan to do nanuah. This, when I say inyan, means that if you didn't do it, you were yaitz to the mitzvah. But there's a chiyuv deraisa to do nanuah. There's an inyan deraisa. It's part of the mitzvah. Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Besides that, there's a mitzvah derabonon b'shas halal to do nanuah. If you don't do it, you mavatol derabonon. Brings the Rav a raya to this yisoid. There's no gemara about this, by the way, because nanuah. Wait, these two fascinating rayas, famous rayas. The gemara says in Erechin Dav Beis. That's where the Biskarov is over there. That for when does chinuch start for a kid? When he knows how to do nanuah. That's the shear of chinuch when you start to teach a kid to do mitzvahs luluf. In fact, the rov nanuim is a mitzvah derabanan. It's not a mitzvah netilas luluf. Vasepes, that's the shear of when does a kid call that he got to chinuch. Vasepes. Why is that called that that's the age that he got to chinuch? Sometimes the Biskarov, vice says that nanuim is an integral part of the mitzvah of netilas dalaminim. One raya. Second raya is a famous raya. The Gemara says in Sukkah that the shear of a lulav to be kosher midaraisa is 4 tefachim. It has to be 3 because of the adasim. It has to have another tefach on top. What's the Gemara say there? Kidei nanua to be able to shake it. In fact, the Rav, to be able to shake it, it's a din derabonan for halal. For example, that's the shear of lulav. Says the Rav, it's a raya muchachas that nanuam is part and parcel of the mitzvah of deraisa, albeit it's true that midaraisa, if you don't do nanuam, you're yates of the mitzvah. But it's atkidekach, if the Gemara says that the fundamental shear of a lulav has to be fort fachim kidei nanua, that you can shake it, so it's a raya that it's part of the mitzvah. So it's mekubal, I grabbed this all this morning, that the Magi over here on the Bat Tais Rosh, he brings down this Biskarov, but it's mekubal that's what Tais Teretz is. Tais Teretz is that because I didn't do the Nanuim yet, so I didn't finish the mitzvah yet, so I'm middle of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. So Tais Kasha was, where's your Oivir Lasi Yosan, Rabbi Yisai? Where'd Oivir Lasi Yosan go? The answer is, I didn't finish the mitzvah yet. I'm a dying osuk, said the Tais Rosh, because I still have the Nanuim part in front of me. The Mela, I'm still in middle of the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. That's A. One second. One minute. One second. Aleph. Beis. Torah. Beis. Well, this is second teretz. Here, Teretz doesn't say second teretz. Very interesting. In Sukkot, Teretz says a second teretz. Teretz Rosh. What's the second teretz? Not because of Nanuim. Maybe he learns Nanuim as a separate mitzvah. Maybe it's Rabbanim. Stam. If he belt was a Anshe Yerushalayim had a minig to walk around holding a lulav Esrog the whole day. Okay, so what does he want from that? What does he want to prove from that? The big grade on this. What does he want from that? Because Anshe Yerushalayim do all types of funny things. Okay. What does he mean? What does he want? What does it mean that Anshe Yerushalayim, the Mishnah brings down, they would walk around, they go to shul, lulav Esrog, come back, lulav Esrog, eat, lulav Esrog, all day, lulav Esrog. Marty Kazach, the chavivus of Anshe Yerushalayim from mitzvahs lulav. Asher Ayin Ra says this. The answer is, what Tosfos means to say is, in Sukkah, and Tosfos Rosh here, is that Vais Tois, you're not chayav to do it, but there's a kiyum in holding it. That's what it means. Why are they doing it? It's down. So Tosfos meant to say it was a lom de shavart. The mitzvah is an ongoing mitzvah. When you hold the lulav and esrog in your hands, if Vais Tois, you're not chayav to do that, but it's a kiyum. If it wouldn't be a kiyum, what are they doing? It's down. The answer is that it's an ongoing mitzvah. So, Mimela, it's called Oyver Lasiyosan because he didn't finish the mitzvah. What do you mean he finished the mitzvah? I picked it up. By the way, in the Veltas of Kubel, you know there's a famous Shiloh, the Bikur Yankov, the Ochoner, that's the famous Shiloh. You all know the din is, you have to do mitzvahs and tilzov. This is a famous way they talk about it during Yontif. A guy got up in the morning in the middle of the night, on Sukkot, and he picked up a lulav and an esrog. Right? Picked it up. He's a nervous guy. He wants to make sure that he's at the crack of dawn, his yaitzah. He picked it up. He's holding it, sitting in his dining room, learning for Steppendach. And he comes, Alisa Shachar, when the day starts. And he holds it. Is yaitzah mitzvah zuvana? Is the mitzvah the holding or the mitzvah is the taking? Is the mitzvah the holding or the mitzvah? You have to do an act of taking. You have to put it down and pick it up again. Sometimes an afkaminis to the Shiloh, by the way. If a monkey picks it up and puts it into your hand, those types of interesting cases. But I'll talk about the baseline case, which the Orphanet, the Bikur Yankov spoke about. A guy picked up a lulav and esrog before the morning, before Alei Shachar, and he continued to hold it. Does he have to put it down, pick it up again? Is the mitzvah the act of the taking, the hagbah? Well, the mitzvah is that it's in your hand. L'chor, it's a raya from here that it's a mitzvah that's in your hand. Is it a raya or not? Because it says, Amtei Yerushalayim, were Mekayim a mitzvah still because they held it. They didn't pick it up. Unless you're going to tell me, hold on. A minute. I'll prove you wrong. I didn't hear what you said, but I'll prove what you're wrong in a second. Okay, I know what you said. The answer is, Shteita, why did Anshe Yerushalayim hold, why am I still also getting a mitzvah? Because I see Anshe Yerushalayim holding it. What do you mean holding it? The mitzvah is the picking up. The mitzvah is not the holding it. So what are you going to answer me? No. Avada, the mitzvah is the picking up. But once you pick it up and you continue to hold it, I don't understand. Anshe Yerushalayim, did he go to the bathroom? With all due respect, I don't talk about these things usually. But what do you mean? They held it the whole day. They never put it down for a second. What's the chavivas? I want to understand something. Elamai, when they picked it up again, it has no meaning again. So what do they do? So what's the meaning of holding it? Ongoing of what? Yeah, but when you pick it up, it's another mitzvah. I understand that the holding is an ongoing mitzvah. What are you going to say? That they pick it up and the holding? What's the mitzvah? This is the taking it or this is the holding it? And then they start again? No, it's not over. That's the problem. That's usually. It says they did it a whole day, wherever they went. They put it down. So Allah told me that they kept doing the mitzvah with the holding. They picked it up and held it. That's the shayla, pashtus it is, no? The end of the story. You took it, you picked it up. Anyway, I didn't come to say anything definitive. I wanted to really tell you the hakir of the Berianka. Yeah? Akoponim. That's Tosfos. Okay, that's this Tosfos. Next Tosfos is an aggravation. Look at the next Tosfos. Look at that. That's one Tosfos. Okay, that's clear. We survived Tosfos number one. Tosfos number two. Lot says, Yatsumi Boyale. Stop right here. Gemara says, wait a minute. It doesn't say that the guy was Yates already. It says the guy is going to be Yetzer. Now, before I even say anything, what bothered Tosfos in this Tosfos? What bothered Tosfos in this Tosfos was, and I want to be very, very clear now, this is where I'm confused. What bothered Tosfos in the next Tosfos? First of all, I'm shot. What bothered Tosfos was, what do you want? It says Lotzeis, but what does it say in the Braisa? It says the Lashon of the Braisa, look inside, Nitoloi Lotzis boy. He took it to be Yetzer. In fact, Gemara, how can you say he was Yetzer already? It says Lotzis. In fact, I don't understand you. Okay, fine. So he wasn't Yetzer. How do you read it? He was Yetzer. It says Natale. How does Natale work with Lotzis? Gemara says, oh no, it can't be. Tell me. The reason why he makes the bracha of Al, because he was Yetzer already. In fact, Gemara, what do you mean? It doesn't say he was Yetzer. It says Lotzis. It's going to be Yetzer. In fact, there's a kash. Okay, I'll go with you, Lotzis. But how did he read it? Natale, you picked it up. Lotzis, you were Yetzer already. So Stasis, there are cases. What's the case? Lotzis mashmash alayat zadayin ba'isin netila, even though you took it. Nitoloid lotzis. Says Stasis, that the Gemara was okay. You can have cases where a guy picked it up and he was yetzer. So what are the cases? Case number one is kishahafkoi kedamina besukah, the above mentioned shalom bayis, flipping of the esri. Dein a yetzer eladera gidid losay, option one. Or you have another case where you picked it up and you weren't yetzer, which is shenatoloid shalom lotzis ba'isin netila. Hold on. The other option is, I took the lulav and the esrog, and I have kavana not to be yetsa. I mitzvah ain't shichas kavana. That's only when you don't have kavana. But if you have kavana expressly not to be yetsa, you're not yetsa. So since this is, I have two simple cases where a guy could pick it up and he wasn't yetsa yet. Case number one is what? I flipped the esrog. Case number two is we had kavana not to be yetsa. So it's very good. I pick it up, and I wasn't yetsa then. For cases, really? So then, because Adam let the lulav, ain't so lightly. For cases, okay. So then, every time you pick up a lulav, you should what? Every time you do a lulav, you should have to flip the esrog in order for what? What does this want? Why did Tzad have a tzad that every time a guy picks up a lulav, he should flip the esrog? What's up? Tzad's talking a new topic now. For cases, if you have a scenario where you can pick up the lulav and the esrog and not be yetzer, for example, where the esrog is geflipped, or you have to kavanah not to be yetzer. So every time you should what? You should do it. Why did Tzad have a tzad you should do it? Before, slowly. Why did Tzad have a tzad you should do it? For what reason did Tzad have a tzad you should do it? Tzad has a tzad. By the way, Tzad over here is coming lafuke. A list of 10 Rishonim who hold halacha you should do it. And that's why Klai Yisrael is not able to do it, by the way. Tzad is coming lafuke. Remember Tom, Tzad speaks down, Rishonim brings down. There's a list of 10 Rishonim. The Ritva speaks about it. The Ram speaks about it. 10 Rishonim over here who hold. Then you have to understand something slowly. What would be the tzad that you have to do it? So he says a tzad that you have to do it, correct? What would be the tzad you have to do it? What would be the tzad that you have to flip it? So he says like this. The Gemara says, Nitole Lotze. So obviously there's a way of picking up the lulav and esrog and not being yetzer yet. Obviously, because it says Nitole Lotze. Now what's the case? So you have to spin out cases. Case number one is you flipped the esrog. Case number two is you picked up both of them and you didn't have kavan to be yetzer. Tesis, by the way, says case number three in Sukkah. Well, you picked up the lulav, you didn't pick up the esrog yet. You're about to pick it up. Fick there's a kasha, really? So then every time a guy does the tilos lulav, he should be chayiv to what? To flip it. Why? But why? What's the tzad? Rabbeinu Tam holds like that lalacha. You're supposed to flip it. So there's 10 Rishonim like this and 10 Rishonim like this. What was the tzad that Tosafot said you should have to flip it? What does that one say? What? L'chayr asa v'las yasan, right? So I don't understand. How did I learn this morning? Tosafot says in the previous Tosafot that there's no problem with v'las yasan. What's the answer to that? Hello, I don't understand what Tosafot wants. I don't understand. How could there be a chavila of Rishonim who got up and said that you're chayiv to flip the esrog in order to do it over lasi yasan, correct? When the Gemara said that Chazal made a takana of al because you were yetz already, the Tesis looks like a pretty mistake, no? Tesis is coming lafuke a sheet of many rishonim hold you have to flip the esrog in order to have over lasi yasan. I understand. The Gemara said that they were masakin al and asking pasuk shat. What do you mean? There's such a sheet that Tesis says no, you should, or you're good, or maybe you're good, maybe you don't. What are you talking about, Bachal? And many Rishonim hold you have to flip it, and many Rishonim hold you have to pick it up without kavana. By the way, Agav Sam, for the Shalom Bayis issue, you can tell your wife she doesn't have to flip it. She doesn't have kavana not to be yetzer, which is just as good, all the Rishonim say. I understand, we just finished saying that the reason why they made takana of the bracha was al, was in order what? Was in order to, because you're yetzer, and it's before and after and middle, and Tosafot says, but the Gemara says, that's the nusach of al. What does it want? So it's mevor. I'm saying pshat now. I know that, but I'm missing a cut. He doesn't say because of lashon of al. What does he want, Bachal? He should say a different tzad. Honestly, what a tzad is even? How can you have a tzad that you have to do it? So why do they make the bracha of al for? I don't understand you. How can it even be a tzad? I'm missing a kasha on Tosafot Havamina and on all the rishonim who hold that lalach you have to do this. Yeah, I'm missing a kasha. I don't understand. The yam of rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, Tosafot brings out of here. Rabbeinu Tam, the reed coming out of fuker. Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, You have to flip the answer. Because Zohar Lasi also, by the way. There's 10 Rishonim all like that. And the Rishonim is coming to say, no, you don't. I understand you. The Gemara says, what's the whole topic? The Gemara says, he said, Al. That was the Bracha. So obviously he didn't do it beforehand. Because the answer is that the Gemara understood the Shittas who hold, there's no shadow about this, the Chidush HaRan's Mashma first like this, that the Shittas who hold, that you have to flip the Esrig in order to have the hold, that the Takon of Al was a Bidi Yevet Gazach, it's not the Chachilva. That means when a guy was, picked it up, he didn't flip it, and he didn't do it, he could make a Bracha. And now you'll ask me an obvious question. So why in the world did they make a Takona? I mean, the feet of Rishonim who hold, that Rabbeinu Tam, for example, that the Ri is coming Lafuke who hold, that you have to lechatchila to flip the Esrig and make the Bracha before you do anything, correct? So who was the Takana made for Al? For a guy who didn't do it the way he's supposed to do it. He didn't do it the way he's supposed to do it. That's clear. The Rishonim who held that lechatchila you have to flip the Esrig and make the Bracha before you start the mitzvah, obviously held that the Gemara of Al is talking about a guy. They want to know, so why in the world did they make the Takana of the Bracha for a guy who's B'dievet? The Rishonim say, well, types of Terusim, by the way. Some of them want to say because they made it, they wanted to remind Klal Yisrael that there's a mitzvah of Nanuim. Others say other reasons. V'chayinu, v'chayinu, v'chayinu. But there's no shaila about it that at this junction in Tosis, I'm saying in Pshat, at this junction of Tosis with Tosis had a havamina that you have to flip your esrig because of Oyver Lasi also, which is the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So what will you do? Why did Tosis say? Which they stuck up before. And the Gemara says Al. The answer is Al is b'dievet. Al is for a guy who was Yetzer. You wanted, the Gemara is asking a different kasha. Why Bechlal did Chazal make a takana of Al, which means a mafreya? The answer is they made it because there's a Zaz scenario, we'll call it a normal standard case, but it's not a Lechatilda case. You should make an effort to be Yetzer over Lassi Yelson. In fact, there's a kasha beseder. I understand that Chazal made a takana of the bracha of Al for the standard B'dievet case where the guy, he didn't do the flip and he didn't have kavanah and he wasn't such a big lamdan and he's an Am Aretz. He picked up the thing, which is the normal case, because beforehand you can't do it, it's in the box. After you pick it up, yes, they made a bracha for that guy. They made a bracha for, that's why I kept calling him today the standard guy. They made a takon, Tataisis knew that. Why they make Al? Because the standard yin, when he picks it up, he's yet already. So they made a takon of Al. Fixed is a kasha. How can you make the bracha? Hey, you missed the boat already. Says Tataisis to Rutsin. This Tataisis is dealing with a new shayla. The Seder. They made a takon of Adamaratsim. But lechachila erlechayid. Should do Oyver Lasi Yelson and Lemahadrin. Oyver Lasi Yelson is before you start the mitzvah. Oyver Lasi Yelson is before you start the mitzvah. Oyver Lasi Yelson is before you start the mitzvah. Lechatchila, you should do it. That's the topic of this thesis. So why Chazal made it the Takana of Al? Because a standard, mainstream, mediocre Am Haaretz doesn't know all these tricks? That's not a problem. Michi Agbe, not like me. So they made it the Takana of Al. Finish. In fact, Tosis is a new topic. Now broke out a new machlokes with all the Rishonim, the Ritva, the Ran, the Tosis, the Rosh, the Tosis in Halacha. But the Pesach, but it's a B'dievet to Kamatziv. Halacha Yid should try to do Oyver Lasi Yosan in it lechatchil to go away. And that broke out this topic. Says Tosis, no, you don't have to. Rabbeinu Tam said you have to. Rabbeinu Tam says you have to do it that way. And that's how, by the way, the Velt Fizach. Says Tosis, no, why not? Ain't so chalifchay. What was the tzadeyeh? Do Oyver Lasi Yosan like a mensch. Says Tosis, can appear as re. When Eitzah is really you should flip it, just you don't need to flip it, you can just have Kavanah not. And the other Teretz is, you have good old Ri who said what? Our Nanuim. Now this is very, very interesting. It means, broke out of Machlekes Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, of how powerful is this Nanuim vort. The Rabbeinu Tam held, Nanuim is very nice. Nanuim keeps you in the ballgame, like we said. But tachlis, you're missing the Oyver Lasi Yelson. You did the mitzvah without doing it out there. Yeah. So you should try to do the bracha before you do the mitzvah. And what does Tosfos hold? No, the nanum is enough. What do you mean nanum is enough? Why is the inyan of lechatchila there? Very interesting machlekes. The Tosfos, for example, brings the teretz of nanum. Then he brings down Rabbeinu Tam lahalacha that you have to flip to Esrik. Why? Because Oyver Lasi Yelson. What do you mean? We just said nanum. Nanum is b'dievet. It's b'dievet. It was made for the standard yid who doesn't know chachmas. He doesn't know all this. He didn't go to Rav. He's not a lamdan b'seder. So for the standard yid, that's what we do. But lechatchila, you should do Oyver Lasi Yelson like a mensch. Says the Ri, it's not like a mensch. The nanum is lechatchila. It's not b'dievet. What goes that shayla? So I was thinking. Just food for thought. Maybe the shayla is this old chakira. Is it a din in the bracha or is it a din in the mitzvah? If it's a din in the mitzvah, that the mitzvah requires Oyver Lasi Yelson. So avada and avada, the lechatchila of Oyver Lasi Yelson before you start the mitzvah. It's very nice that the mitzvah is ongoing. It's very mitzvah that you chap the rein, okay? But before you start the mitzvah, make the bracha. It's even better. And it could be that the rehel, no. It's a din in the matbe of the bracha. The bracha has to be made on the mitzvah. If the mitzvah is ongoing, it's fine. I don't have to have it before I start the mitzvah. Fascinating machlekes. A guy was mikayim over lasiyosan b'di'evid. Because the mitzvah is ongoing. So you didn't miss the exit yet. But you didn't make it before you started the mitzvah. Should I make myself crazy to go and do it in a way? I mean, Chazal made the takana for the standard mainstream guy who doesn't know chachmas. He picked it up. They made al for him. Because they don't want to say lit. Because the guy was yeitzah the ikrazach. But lechatchila, should I go do it? Says Tosfos, there's no lechatchila. You have nanum in front of you. You have nanum, it's fine. What do you mean fine? But lemaisa, you're starting to make the effort. Do the whole mitzvah with a bracha. I believe that this is a riot to this chakira. If the din of called mitzvah bracha is a halacha that you can't do a mitzvah before you start, so what does that help me that you have nanum? Lemaisa, you're starting a mitzvah before you start. That's the two Tosfos and over here of nanum of lulav akopa tevedikduker. We're not finished. Now we have the Rambam. Please take out your sheets of the Rambam. The Rambam over here, and I'll look at your Aleph, your Beis, your Gimel, your Dalet, Tezvov. I'm saying a Pesicha now. Yeah? You're not listening. I'm saying a Pesicha. The Rambam Halacha Yud Aleph to Tezvov brings down three rules. The Rambam Paskins, I was going to say over the psicha. The Rambam Paskins, it's better to say le or al. What? What's better? Le. He says there are three exceptions when you don't say le. What are the three exceptions? One is by Mila, we learn out of Mila when somebody else does a mitzvah. By the way, the three exceptions that the Rambam says, he learns out of the Gemara. Rule number one is when somebody else does the mitzvah, you say al. Where did the Rambam learn that from? Learn that from where? Mila. Rule number two is something which is you don't have to do it. Like Rishos, so like Shechita. So what does he say? That where does he learn that out of? Shechita. He say al. Rule number two is lulav. What does he say? Why'd you make a bracha? What does he say? Because you were yaitz already. Stop right there. So there are two kashas on the Rambam. So Rambam says three rules. The three rules are three meisves, right? Mila, shchita. Mila is somebody else. Shchita b'cha, I don't have to eat. Love it. And lulav already was yaitz in the mitzvah already, right? So I want to say two kashas. Kasha number one is lulav, but you missed the exit already. You're yaitz already. How can you make it? The Rambam is the one who waves the flag and halacha hey vav and zayin that he asks you to see that if you miss the exit halacha vav right mishacha b'lei bracha what's the din? Program's over. What are you going to tell me? What are you going to answer me? That it's an ongoing what? It's an ongoing what? So the Rambam should have brought it down in his list of ongoing mitzvahs, which is where in halacha what? Halacha hey. Halacha hey should have brought down. That it's in the list of ongoing mitzvahs and halacha yud beis, correct? He doesn't bring down lulav. Savakash on the Rambam. If you don't hold, you can't do it afterwards. How can you do it after lulav? You tell me it's ongoing. He doesn't bring you down the list of ongoing mitzvahs. But that's not the main kasha. The main kasha is, so why did the Rambam build three rules from the Gemara? That's the obvious kasha on the Rambam. Like, which bandiyama did the Gemara say these three rules? The one who holds al or the one who holds le? The guy who holds le, why do we say al by mila? Why do we say al by lulav? Why do we say al by shchita? Say Moser Chilukim. If I pass in the halacha that you say al, is there a kasha of any of these three places? Frekteran. The Gemara paskins la halacha. Frekteran on the Rambam. The Gemara paskins la halacha that by Birchom, but you say what? Al. Once you say al, so we resolve the whole shayla. So there's no kasha from mila, there's no kasha from lulav, there's no kasha from shchita. So why did the Rambam bring down the Terutzim according to the other Shita? The answer is, the Rambam Lashita Asai brings a different reason why we paskin Al. When the Rambam brings in the end of Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says one of the strangest things in Rambam land. Sok to Rambam, that you paskin, you say Al B'yur Chometz, not because Al is better psak. The reason why you say Al B'yur Chometz is because you already did the mitzvah of beer. How did you do the mitzvah of beer? Because when you go to do B'dikas Chometz, you already did Bittul. So we're going to talk about this at length on Sunday. What do you mean you did bittul? When you do bittul, you do bittul, have a right, you can't be. It says, apaitik tzor shevatul. I mean, you didn't do bittul yet. But my kasha is a different kasha. Who told the Rambam that when the Gemara said that the reason why you make al bir chametz is because of local reason, because you already did the bir chametz? That wasn't the machlekes in the beginning of the Gemara. The Gemara in the beginning of the Gemara said the machlekes is what? Where the al means l'haba, or al means l'shavar. So the Gemara paskins al. Once you paskin al, we don't have kashas from anywhere. Correct? Why did Rambam take the Gemara to kind of? We have a Rambam over here who learned the whole Gemara differently. He learned that the reason why we're passing an Al-Bir Chometz is not because we're passing an Al-Bir Chometz. We're passing an Al-Bir Chometz because of a local internal B'dikas Chometz thing, which is because you're already Yates a beer because you already made a Bittul. It means Be'etz, and we paskin Le. Paskin Le, you have a Kasha from Milo, you have a Kasha from Lulu, you have a Kasha from Shchita. You have to say three Terutzim. But who told the Rambam to learn the Gemara like that? I wouldn't learn the Gemara like that. The Gemara would have a Chikas of Al-Le. The Rambam the Gemara paskin Al. So we paskin Al, so the Kashas don't start. So the Rambam Shitosa, I know why the Rambam said the three Terusim, because the Rambam Paskin's Al is for a local B'dikas Chometz reason. But it's against the Gemara. The Gemara, the Borah Machlekes, where the Al means this, the Al means that. Where did the Rambam see a need to go take it out of context and Paskin that B'dikas Chometz, we say Al because of a different reason, a new reason, and then it's Shver. So what about the other three? Why over there do we say Al? Everything's on schedule, it's a regular time. By the way, I forgot to remind you that the Friday Shmooze is part of our program. Be the regular events tonight. I'll be sure of the whole. And Shabbos, who's coming this Shabbos afternoon? Who? Yitzi Rizel will be starring Shabbos afternoon. It's good to come listen. He's a big man.